On my first night in Havana, I stepped out to explore the splendid broad avenue known as the Prado. On my left, fine buildings rose into the sky, among them El Capitolio, built in the 1920s to look like Washington, D.C.'s Capitol Hill, only it's 1 meter higher, wider, and longer, according to my guidebook, as well as much richer in detail. It was a different story on my side of the street. Here, the buildings were squat, dingy, and decrepit, and heaps of rubble were piled up on the footpath. Over the next few days, as our tour bus whisked us from one dazzling Havana highlight to another, the impression of decay grew overwhelming. Everywhere there were crumbling houses, block after block of them, victims to hurricane, humidity, salt spray, termites, and the absence of funds and materials for repair. In Havana, we were told, 3 buildings a day collapse, and 70% of all Cuban buildings need major repair. Perhaps most shocking is the fact that people actually live in some of these ruins. Yet, in spite of the decay, the missing walls, collapsed balconies, and distressed ironwork, it's possible to see how lovely these Spanish colonial buildings were once upon a time, when Havana prospered, rich from its sugar, tobacco, rum, and rubber. As I studied Havana's unsettling present, an image of the Georgian buildings of Dublin rushed into my mind. I tried to imagine them in a similar state of crumbling decay. Thankfully, I couldn't.